I'm crossing over from the 9th to the 10th from the halfway house, and I hear bell rings. I hear footsteps. I hear bell rings. I'm crossing over from the 9th to the 10th. I hear jingle jing. I hear jingle. I hear jingle ding 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 ding. You know, I distinctly hear a bell. You know, for me it always starts with a bell. You know, ding 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 with a bell. Oh girl, there is a point when you fix on something. It's more than a miss. Shanking itself is when the ball hits off the hosel. It's more than a miss. It could go as many as 90 degrees off target, the target you chose. You know, shanking itself is a shot that's off. It's off like this. You chose the target. The results are this. But understand they choose you. They choose you. Patty Berg, now she's my favorite golfer. Now Patty Berg, she's a classy lady. You know Patty Berg. Now she wrote in her autobiography, Patty Berg, do you want cheese on that? You remember her. You know who she is. Patty Berg, she's the one. She'd turn her visor over to the left if she wants to hook the shot, or she'd reach up, turn her visor over to the right if she wanted to cut the shot, or she'd even flip her visor over, you know, upside down if she wanted to hit a big tall shot, big high shot, you know, or I think she might even pull her visor down low if she wanted to hit a low like a punch shot, like a low, like in her autobiography, in Patty Berg admits in her autobiography that she was presented with a spirit animal, a pit bull, a big wide headed pit bull with a big shovel jaw, big maw, big shovel jaw pit bull maw. There's a guy from Puerto Rico, Chichi Rodriguez. You know, you got Patty Berg Pitbull, you got Chichi. Coincidentally, sounding very much like, well, you know, with the ear, you know, sounds like Patty Berg Pitbull, you know, Chichi sounds like with the ear, you know, his real world. Now, his real world spirit animal, now Chichi Rodriguez, his real world power animal. Well, generally they're common animals. In Chi-Chi's situation, it's a very small marsupial, a very small Japanese marsupial. It's Monchichi. You know, and actually, you know, you're familiar with the sword thing. You know, he makes a putt, he flips the thing over, you know, and he's holding the shaft, and he's holding the grip and the other, you know, the grip is the sword point. You know, back in 1987, I'll bet Chi-Chi won 9 events on the senior tour, and he turns the club over and he makes a putt and he's showboating, you know, like he's slaying a dragon or something, you know. I mean what's he doing? He's stabbing the hole or something. I mean, he's dancing around, you know, making putts like what he's a matador, you know, like a it's not about the putting though. The sword fighting is not about the putting though. The sword fighting is about the Monchichi. It's about the power animals. Okay, this is the advice. The Monchichi, it's all about the advice. You know, take it back farther, Chichi. Take it back farther, Chichi. Take it back farther. Take it back. Come on, get it back. Get it back to parallel. Take it back farther. Look at John Daly, the orangutan. You know, I mean, get at least back to parallel. He spins the club around with the grip. The grip itself is a sword point. You know, you would think it's because he's showboating. You would think it's because he's, you know, he makes a putt, he's stabbing his opponents, no, he's swatting. If you look at the films, he's swatting constantly. Every hole, he's walking down the fairway, swatting right and left, always doing the sword thing. He's swatting over here, he's swatting at the Monchichi. It's mobbing him. Take it back farther, Chichi. He refused. He even refused after he got his face. What's up with this? Have you seen his face? What is going on? There's a finch in here. There's a finch in the studio. Nancy Lopez, prairie dog. Tom Kite, as you know, as I think of these, as I think of players' names, as I think of players' names and corresponding spirit animals, you know, Tom Kite, small screech owl. Then you have someone like Craig Stadler, you know, and this is where my and this is where my idea of the nicknames, how the nicknames don't. Well, this is where it breaks down. It actually, well, see. Craig Stadler, known as the Walrus, he was in fact presented with just that, a walrus. In fact, in his autobiography, and this is a guy who's all about the power package, you know, the assembly point, the power package, the assembly point, loading action, the loading action, delivery path, power package, delivery path, you know, all about knee action, lag loading, left wrist action, knee action, lag loading, left wrist action, lag loading, knee action, knee action, knee action, lag loading. All in his autobiography, you know, he admits to taking advice, blames the walrus, taking advice from the walrus, blames the walrus for that decision to put the towel down to prevent him from getting his you know, his knees wet underneath that tree, you know, to keep, he blames the walrus. He got the two strokes. I think he may even got DQ'd. No, in Craig's autobiography, now, if you go back, it's ladies, in Craig's autobiography, it's the title's It's just Craig, I think. Actually, I think the title's just Craig. It's Craig, Hurry Along With Me and I'll Tell You About My Life. No. It's Craig, Come Along and Skip With Me. It's Craig. In Craig Stadler's autobiography, it's Skip Along With Me and We Can Chat About My Life. Anyway, he talks endlessly about the spirit walrus, the spirit walrus leaving him. He talks, now when they quit you, when the walrus quit Craig, now back to Jack. Now, clearly I've done a lot of research here. Now, if you look at the film, okay, back to Jack Nicklaus. Now, if you look at the film, you see him rally. He's reconnecting. You see him, his meeting time, always near the small ponds, recomposing. He's down. Now, my read on this, he's down near the reeds. You could get me here. Spirit golden bears do need to drink. Now, you could, okay, so if it was to really be a bear, it would not be completely implausible that he would be down near the small pond, need to, so you know that the bear might need to have a drink, as bears need to do. And I have a suspicion, though, a sneaking suspicion that it was a beautiful wood duck helping him, to win all of those. The litany from the wood duck. You're flying the elbow. Watch the elbow. At the top. Watch the elbow, Jack. That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of quality stuff you're getting from these spirit animals. Vital. Crucial. You got Fuzzy Ziller. Wasn't Fuzzy. Was he Fuzzy Ziller? Was, you know, and that, and then from the wings, his wife runs it. Fuzzy was Fuzzy. you know what I mean? And you got Fuzzy Ziller. His spirit animal, a tarpon. You got Fuzzy Ziller. Wasn't Fuzzy. And then from the wings, his wife. You know, his wife, Fuzzy was. Nick Faldo, a fox. Michelle McGann, consulting with a strong-legged ostrich. Paul Azinger, you can see it in his neck, river otter. In his neck is his mullet, you know, at least what was there before he was sick. Paul Azinger, river otter. Phil Mickelson, octopus. I love me some Mickelson. You know, and going back, octopus, no joke. I remember seeing him play in college. Mickelson. Okay, so Phil Mickelson, an octopus, over the green. Mickelson hits it over the green, through the bunker, up onto the downslope of the bunker, back towards the green. This is the shot. Okay, now what does Mickelson do? He's left-handed, so he's aiming away from the hole. He's aiming away from the hole, and he just scoops it up. Well, no, you can't actually scoop the ball, but he, you know, he just flips it up. He flips it up, and it stops before the hole. Annika Sorenstam, oh, Red-Tailed Hawk, Orville Moody, Orville Moody, the Sarge, a yak, a very fast-walking yak. Now, in Orville Moody's autobiography, no one is denying Orville Moody is a very, very fast player. The Sarge, or you've read it? His autobiography? You've read it? The Sarge, the Sarge in Charge? You've read it? Orville Moody's autobiography? He talks about how fast the yak. He talks about the yak. He talks about how the yak got him into the long putter. One of the first to get into the long putter. One of the first to get into the long putter. These relationships last a lifetime. And my meeting time, my first meeting time, and this is they last a lifetime. And for me, my meeting time, this relationship, you know, with the spirit animal, the relationship with the spirit animal, you know, for me, my guide, my personal guide, I have a unique situation. My guide is in fact. Guides, plural. You hear the difference? I have a trio. 1, 2, 3. They chose me, and of the three, no one of them has come to the fore. I have not heard from them in years, however. I mean, I have not been playing the game, and since I have come into this space, this WFMU space, you know, thinking about what I am telling you, thinking about what I am telling you right now, I am thinking about what I am telling you right now, you know, hitting a lot of golf shots in here, earlier during soundcheck, I was hitting a lot of golf shots in here, I was hitting some shots up over there into that stuff, you know, bounced a few shots off that piano, bounced a few shots off of that door. I hit a couple hundred five irons up into that baffle stuff up there, whatever that, what's these curtain things up here, and just having been in here and starting to think about these things and starting to think about these things, they came back after all these years, and we're right back where we started, you know, after all these years, you know, they know me like it's ha ha ha, they know me like it's nobody's business, you know, they got more stickers on me than you can shake a sticky sticker at, and when I when I first met my trio, you asked? I was on the 10th tee. I was 11 years old on the 10th tee. I chose my driver. I teed the ball up. I was crossing over from my, let's see, I was crossing from 9 to 10. I was crossing from my 7th, it was my 7th round of 9 to my 8th round of 9. I heard a bell. This was my meeting time. This was, and you know, maybe in your home you have a dinner bell. I heard a bell. Let's say I heard the bell. This bell I spoke of earlier. I should explain it. There actually is a bell. What concerns me more than anything is that there is this, my trio, my pony puppy kitty. When I met my pony puppy kitty, it came along with this apparatus. I mean, you know, it's like a buggy. It's like a buggy, like with wheels and a seat and fenders and this yoke kind of thing that comes out, and then up on top. It's not exactly a saddle. It's kind of a harness type midsection thing, garter, kind of pony garter that goes around the, and then mounted up on top, there's a bell. And this bell, find it. You need to find it. You need to find it with your mind. It being whatever you've lost. And When I'm playing well, I can seemingly find them. I can find the bell. The bell comes. I cannot summon the bell, but I can find the bell. I can find the bell. Find it with your mind. I have an ability, I can seemingly find them in my mind. Ha ha ha!
ding 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 Bell, 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 wheel, 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 buggy, 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 then pony, 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 then puppy, 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 then kitty, kitty, kitty. Okay. These are very nervous creatures, and they have very, very bad eyesight. Well, at least my pony does. I can't exactly speak for my puppy. I can't speak for the puppy or the kitty. They just sit there. I haven't actually seen, you know, they just seem to stay there in their seats. The pony, though, pony says, "Nee."
"Glory and honor."
Pony says, "Nee."
"Glory and honor."
Pony says, and I hear in its breath, you know, I hear this miniature, this in its breath, I hear, "Oh, what kind of shoes are you gonna wear? Golden slippers. What kind of rope are you gonna wear? Golden wool. Real white robe I will wear when I reach my heavenly home. Long white robe I will wear when I reach my home. Oh, yes, 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 my lord, I'm heavenly fire. Yes, 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 my lord, I will reach my home. What kind of shoes are you gonna wear? Long white robe. My heavenly home, long white robe I'm bound to wear when I reach my home. Oh, yes, 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 my lord, when I ride heavenly fire. Yes, 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 my lord, when I reach my home beyond the
knee, there's feet, 2 feet, 2 feet a foot apart. Okay, 2 feet a foot apart, shoulder width. There they are. Pony, knee, gathering strength. Back foot is perpendicular to your target, okay? You know, right here. See the T? Pick a target, make a T. That's where your back foot should be. Perpendicular. Choose a target, make a T. That's where your back foot should be. Stand behind. Okay. Stand behind. Pick a mark. Picture the shape of the shot. 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 Picture the shape of the picture the shape of the shot. 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 Look at it. Picture the shape of the shot. Picture the shape of the shot. Go, 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 go. Knees bend. Knees bend inward. Weight, 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 weight is central. Okay, we're in an athletic ready stance. An athletic ready stance. An athletic ready stance. I am ready. I am athletic ready stance. Knees bend inward as if you are holding, but not juicing, a Florida grapefruit. Now, arms. Okay. Left arm and a right arm. Left arm tall and straightish. Right arm, say right elbow, tries to get to the button. Get to the button in your belly. Get to your, what are you going to do with your right elbow? Where's your belly? Where's your belly? Where's, show me your belly. Show me, where's your belly button? Show me your belly. Where's your belly button? Button. Okay, right elbow now. Tries to go in. Elbow to your navel. Elbow to your navel. Touch your navel. That's it. Ah, that's it. Ah, ah, that's it. Ah, that's it. That's it. Ah, ah. Prepare to coil. That's it. Chin up. Chin up. Chest full. Shoulders back. Bend from the hips, not the waist. Right elbow, right elbow, right elbow. Okay, now you'll hear, keep your head down. If you hear, keep your head down, and you keep your head down, you know what you have? You have no room for your shoulder to turn. No room for your shoulder to turn. No room for your shoulder to turn. Keep your head down. No. No room. Right here. Look. No room. No room. No room. No room for your shoulder to turn. Keep your head down. No. Your shoulder to turn. No room for your shoulder to turn. And it's chin up. Chin up. And eyes down. No room for your shoulder to turn. 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 I'm not chin up, and I'm gonna no. Go. Pony says knee. Back foot is perpendicular to your target. Pick a target. Make a T. That's where your back shoulder should be. Right hand is a perpendicular part. Okay, right foot is the perpendicular. See the T? See the T? Back to where we start. Okay, now. We're starting now. We're starting now. Feet, knees, hips, hip, navel, chest, shoulders, chin up, eyes down, right elbow, left hand, left arm. Keep your whole quack. Position one. Quack. Platform, rod, and claw. Position one. Position two. Bring a torch and let us about. Position two. Position three to the top. Position. Come, hurry and run. Okay, position three. Position three to the top. Position four and a half. Quack. Feet. Knees, hips, right elbow, left arm, position four and a half, position four and a half, position four and a half. Okay, impact, five at impact, position 5, right elbow, navel, tuck it in, keep your whole lamps, tuck it in, platform, rod, come, hurry and run. We're starting now. Feet, knees, hips, navel, chest, shoulders. Yes, number two. Creeping out. Like I said, it is a very slow pony. Clumper. Go the slow pony, clumper. Go the slow pony, clumpers. Go to slow pony clumpers. One has a bit of a ruff to it. Ruff. Number two of the trio, puppy says ruff. Puppy says,
Zico sword wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Zico sword wheel, way in the middle of the air. Wheeling, 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 wheeling,
Ah, Puppy said we have associated planes. We have associated planes. We have the floor. We have the door. We have the floor. We have the door. On the floor, we have a mattress. Huh? We have a mattress. Maybe we tip the mattress up to be like the door. We have the floor, and we have the door. We have a mattress on the floor. We have a mattress on the door. And we could have a mattress in the middle. And when I say middle, I mean 45-degree mattress. Why would we have a 45-degree mattress?
Visualization. Visualization. Yes. Cut and
says ruff. Puppy says ruff. Right hand, right hip. Right hand, right hip. Right hand, right hip. Hit the mattress. Hit the mattress. Right hand, right hip. Hit the mattress. Hit the mattress. Right hand, right hip. Hit the mattress. Right, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Okay. Visualization. Right hand, right hip. Hit the mattress. Hit the mattress. You can see it. You can see it. It's here. It's here. It's here. Here's the ground. You wonder where the ground is? Tap it. Tap it with your foot. Stomp. Stomp it. Stomp the ground with your foot. Now you know. Now you know you can. This is the ground. This is the ground. This is the ground. The ball. The golf ball. Rests quietly. Slowly becoming aware of nothing. Motionless. It does not yell at you. Rarely does it hit you back. It does not oppose you. The ball is your friend. Puppy? Puppy? Puppy says ruff. Visualization. Puppy says visualization. It's like hanging a picture on the wall. It's like driving tax. It's like a hammer. It's like a hammer. It's like you're hammering a nail. It's like you have a nail and you have a hammer. You have a nail, you have a hammer, you hit the nail with a hammer, you hit the nail with a hammer. No, that's not what it's like at all. It's not like that at all. It's like you have a clipper. You have a nail clipper. You have a nail clipper and you clip the edge of the nail. Just the sharp clipping. It's the clipping. It's the clipping. It's not like that at all. It's It's like your fingers, you're pinching. Your fingers, you're pinching. You're pinching. You're pinching fast. You're fast. You're a fast pincher. You're pinching fast. You're very fast when you're pinching. You're pinching very fast. I'm a fast pincher. You know, I pinch so fast. I pinch so fast. I'm pinching. I'm pinching. I'm pinching so fast. I'm a fast pincher. I'm pinching. I'm pinching. I'm pinch, 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 pinch. I'm pinching myself. I'm pinching myself right now. Ouch. I'm pinching myself right now. Ouch. I'm gonna pinch myself again right now. Ouch. I'm gonna pinch myself again. I'm pinching. I'm a fast pincher. I'm pinching myself quickly. I'm pinching myself quickly. Ouch. And it's like I'm a fast, I pinch, I pinch, I pinch, 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 pinch. I pinch, I pinch, 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 pinch. I'm a fast pincher. I pinch, I pinch, pinch, pinch. You wonder what I do? I do. I pinch, 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 pinch. Puppy says,
may seem unreal. Watch my cartwheel, my floor exercise. I think I may surprise with my agility, supreme ability. I run, vault, flip, and twist. I am balancing on my weaker wrist. Yeah, gold medal gymnast me.
And it's incredible.
Gold medal gymnast me. Gold medal gymnast me.
Ruff, 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 ruff. Ouch, ouch. Okay, I'm going to stop pinching. When I walk the field. Okay, kitty. Okay, now, number three. There she is. There she is. There she is. There she is. Have you ever met a kitty? Have you ever met a kitty before? Meow, 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 meow. Kitty says. Kitty says. Meow. Kitty's interested in the, she's interested in the refined articulations of the small muscles, the hands and fingers. Kitty says, meow. Kitty says, best if you start off from the beginning trying to be a hooker.
Don't I'll even pretend to be able to find perfect balance.
Kitty says, meow. Kitty says, the hip turn, the hip turn, the hip turn, knee action, lag loading, left wrist action, lag loading, knee action, hip turn, left wrist action, hip turn, knee action, lag loading, left wrist action, pivot, knee action, pivot, knee action, knee action, hip turn, knee action, hip turn, knee action, hip turn, pivot, pivot, knee action, hip turn, pivot, 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 pivot. Do not even pretend to be able to find perfect balance. Kitty says, meow. Kitty says, meow. Kitty says, it's best if you start off from the beginning trying to hit shots that move right to left. Darn it, I have a bag here. Now listen, it's best, I have a bag here. I have a black plastic bag here, a garbage bag here, and it's filled with little piggy pigs, little pigs, piglets, a boy piglet as big as a football. I have it here. Curly tail. Little ribbon. It's a cute pig. I'm gonna put him down here, right in the way. And now what I need you to do, I need you to start thinking about turning your hands over. We're trying to move the ball from right to left. We need to start thinking about what it means to be a hooker. Now, Piggy, come back here. Piggy, she's behind the piano. Oh, come here. Oh, I got you. Come, okay. Okay, pinch a piggy booty. Okay, it's okay, it's okay. Come here, little piggy. Okay. Now, it's gonna be, it's gonna be okay. I know. It's okay. Okay, now, I need you to sit still. Kitty says, meow. Okay, meow. Kitty says, we need to start turning the hands over. Okay, so set up to the ball, set up to the ball, set up to a ball, sit up to a ball. Oh, Piggy! Piggy, not again. Okay. Piggy, okay. Okay. Zip! Okay. Piggy, right here. Okay. Now, set up, address position, take it to the top, that's it, take it to the top, and now stick the pig, take it to the top and stick the pig, stick the pig so you gotta step on the pig to pull the toe of the club out. Now, don't worry about it, we got plenty of pigs. He introduced himself as Bobby. Now, he introduced himself as Bobby. Later on, I ended up hanging out with the dude. He had black shoes, he had black socks, black shorts, black shoes, black socks, black shorts, black belt, black shirt, black visor, black glove, black tees. He introduced himself as Bobby. Now, no, these are not bought black. These black tees, no. He painted these black. Now, he introduced himself as Bobby. I was hoping this was like a Johnny Cash thing or a Gary Player thing, but no. We're waiting on the... Now, it's just a story. Now, we're waiting on a 350-yard par 4, and he's waiting. You know, he's like, what are you gonna drive the green? You know, what are we waiting for? They're on the green. You know, we're waiting. He tees it up on the black tee, and it's a par 4. We're waiting. The player ahead and the group ahead, his name is Maserio, I think his name's Maserio. Anyway, we can see the guy up there make his long putt for birdie. He knows the guy. Bobby knows the guy. Later on, I end up hanging out with Bobby. Now, just this morning, so let's see. This is just this morning, so we can see Maserio. He's pumping his arm on the first green. You know, Bobby. And Bobby's pumped. He's pumped. He's even more pumped. He's miming. He's miming. He's miming. He's got the ball teed up on the tee. It's really high. He takes a driver. He mimes. He's tall shoulder. He mimes. He hits the ball. The ball hits the fence. There's a fence a few yards away, and the ball goes behind the first tee up in the clubhouse, it's on the patio, there's lots of people eating breakfast, and there's glass tables, and the ball's bouncing around, it's bouncing over here, and it's bouncing over there, and it hits the wall, oh, there's coffee spilling, there's a toast, there's a piece of toast on the ground, and it bounces here, bounces there, and it bounces into a window well, you know, like there's a window, and then there's like the stone, like a well, like, a, you know, you have like a window well, and he's walking around, he's, I'm sorry, he's going over trying to find his ball, he sees his ball. There's my ball. I found my ball. It's, you know, you have a window well. It's in the window well. Now, he's not sure. He's not quite sure. Well, he looks in the window. I mean, he's down in the well. Down in there, he looks in the window. Now, normally you certainly would not normally be looking into this window, but would you, and Bobby looked in the window. Would you like me to tell you what it is he saw in the window? Now, he introduced himself as Bobby. Later on, I ended up hanging out with a guy. Apparently down in, okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you what he saw in the window. Okay. Now what he saw in the cart barn, so underneath, in the window. Now he's looking down in the window near where he found his ball. Now it's in the cart barn, kind of where they keep golf carts and the maintenance crew. Apparently the maintenance crew and the bag boys have been fighting roosters, you know. And apparently, and later on, I ended up hanging out with a guy, you know. And he saw one of the members. One of the members' names was Franken. He saw one of the members, Franken, down there running some gambling. He saw some cash flying around. You know, they were throwing and dice, he thought, but then he saw some feathers and he realized they were fighting roosters, you know. Apparently this one special rooster, it was a visiting rooster that was brought in from a neighboring club. Apparently this member, Franken, this one rooster had been kicking all the roosters' asses, and anyway, the superintendent, I think, Franken, the member, had found an owl. They'd rescued an owl, okay, and it was in a cage in the maintenance barn down under the clubhouse, you know. And it was an owl with the feathers, the pointy ears, you know. They'd rescued this owl from off the course, and it was in the cage, and it had the owl. Now I'm not sure if it's a great horned owl, but it had the feathers, you know, with the pointy ears, feathers. I got to know the owl. The owl had been around for a while, and it's a nice owl. We got to know the owl. The owl was but the point is, this visiting rooster had been kicking all of the other, you know, all of the local local rooster's butts, you know, and so this rooster's all bad and this rooster comes in on our turf and beats up on all the other roosters, you know, and this is when this member Franken decided, let's fight the owl. Oh yeah, you know, you bring your rooster into our maintenance barn and it kicks and he decides, let's fight the owl. Let's bet on the owl or not. Actually, everyone thought the rooster was gonna win. Apparently the rooster seemed to know what it was doing. You know, the owl's just sitting there. The owl's just sitting there in the cage. You know, I mean, how do we even know what we don't know? What did the rooster do? You know? I mean, what, the owl's just sitting there. How, you know, they're betting, they don't know. They're gonna fight the owl. Okay, they're gonna fight the owl. The rooster's over there like, bah, 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 call. Like that's, you know, like you know what the rooster does. You know, I could do a thing. It's kind of like a co-co-co. I go co-co-co-co-co-co-co-co-co-co-co-co-co-co-co. You know, Michael. I could do a thing like that, you know, like the rooster's over there. They bring the owl in, and the rooster's over there. So the rooster's just like, you know, that's the rooster, and they've got the pen and the fighting area, and the owl's just sitting there, just whoo, you know, the owl's just sitting there whoo, and they let the rooster out, and the rooster's like. And the owl just one swoop up with its wings, right up, arms as legs, these roosters, grabs the rooster's neck and just bites the rooster's head off. And the owl's like, who's your daddy now, bitch? And anyway, so, you know, and it's like, what? You know, everyone's like, what? Did you see that? That was amazing. That was totally amazing. The owl just bit the rooster's head off. Whoa! You know, and the rooster's owner was really mad because he's been making a lot of money. This is a really good rooster and he's been winning all year long, you know, and he takes out a pistol and he's coming at the owl. Now my father-in-law, actually my father-in-law who's telling me this story, now his grandfather, which I guess would be my grandfather-in-law, now he saw the guy pull out the pistol. Now my grandfather-in-law is really good with throwing knives, you know, and so he throws a knife and it nails the guy's wrist and the pistol jumps up in the air and he reaches over and he catches the pistol with his other hand and my grandfather-in-law throws another knife and pins both of his wrists to the wall and he walks over, my grandfather-in-law walks over to the guy and he looks him in the eye and he says, don't hurt the owl, and he starts punching him in the stomach, you know, don't hurt the owl, don't hurt the owl, boom, boom, don't hurt the owl, don't hurt the owl, boom, boom, don't hurt the owl, don't hurt the owl, boom, boom. And that's what he saw in the window. Now, and that's what he saw in the window. Now back to the clubhouse patio. Okay, so the total disruption, you know, Bobby had hit the fence, the ball is behind the tee now. Now USGA, okay. Now, USGA rules, is it from where the ball lies, or is it two club lengths from where the ball lies, or two club lengths from where, from first relief? You know, and he I don't know, he drops, and I'm on the tee. So here's the thing, I'm on the tee. As far as I'm concerned, he's still away. I haven't even hit yet, but he's still away. So I'm waiting. He drops. He has to place the ball. Excuse me. Now he's moving tables. You know. Excuse me. Sorry about the omelet. You know. Watch out for the coffee. I think he's gonna chip it. But no, he sets up. He takes a full swing from off the patio. Hits the ball. The ball hits another table. Bounces over there. Bang 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 bang. Over there against the fence. Then up onto the practice putting green. And everyone knows you get relief from a practice putting green, okay? So he gets you, no one wants you going over there taking a big divot from the practice putting green. So he takes the ball over to the side, you know, he drops, beautiful drop, teed up, out comes a waiter, cantaloupe, snoopa soup, and raspberries or something. And anyway, he says, wait a minute, I got to hit first, shh, quiet, you know, and it's teed up, so he takes out the driver, he's next, he's in the rough. Okay, he mimes impact. He's gonna hit it. Mime. He rips it onto the apron. Okay, and he had every right to be waiting earlier. You know, on the apron, he practically drove the green. Anyway, I understand now. It's my turn to hit. Okay, it's my turn to hit. And I hear them. I hear my trio coming. It's ding 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 ding. They're coming. It's my turn to hit. I hear my trio. Ding 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 ding. They're coming. They seem to be running. They seem to be overcoming from over the hill. Over the the hill, ding, ding, a ding, 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 to intervene, you know. Things are not going well inside my head. They know I'm distracted. They're coming quickly to help us focus like this. Yes! You know, they're coming to help us learn and think. I'm thinking. I hear ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding, and there's the target. I chose a target. I made a T, and that's where my back foot should be. And I love a game. I love a game. I love a game of hip action, foot action, knee action. You know, I love a game of pivot. I love a game of total motion. I love a game of hip action, foot action, knee action, hip turn, shoulder turn, pivot. I love a game of foot action, knee action. I love a game of total motion. And so now it is my turn. And now I am ready. I pull away. No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. No, I am ready. I am ready. I'm considering wrist cock. I love a game of fly fishing. Throw out action. There's like I'm leaning through a turn. There's three basic planes. There's floors. There's doors. There's an inclined roof. There's a sweet spot. There's plumb bobbing. You hold the club up. You know, do you really know what you're doing? You know, what are you like you're playing a game. I love a game of rolling the hoop. I love a game of rolling the hoop. Like a stationary head. Like a forearm draws a line between two points, you know, here and there, you know, there's crankshaft, there's connectors, there's resultant force, you know, like skipping rocks, like skip, skipping rocks over water. There's power accumulation, there's a stretching of a slingshot, there's potential kinetic energy, there's, you know, the dropping a hammer. You know, I drop a hammer, I'm dropping a hammer right now, you know. You pick up a tetherball pole, you know. I love a game of tetherball. I would like to play you in a game of tetherball. You know, as a matter of fact, there's a pivot, there's walking, there's running, there's pacing, there's weight, there's a hammer thrower, you know. I love to throw hammers, you know. There's bullet holes, there's bullet hole through a baseball, you know. There's lines of compression, there's lever assemblies, there's a nutcracker, you know. Like you might have a nutcracker in your kitchen, you know. There's laws, there's the burning of fuel, there's inclined planes, there's impact points, there's like darts on a dartboard, you know. There's impact. There's impact. I'm thinking of 10 pins, you know. I love a game of 10 pins, you know, but where's impact? You know, where's impact as it relates to your body? Is it hitting or swinging? There's a catapult. I love, you might have a catapult at home. There's swinging, there's hitting, there's cutting the tense line, there's a sling. I'm thinking of hinge action. I'm thinking of gyroscopic action. I'm thinking of whirling a weight. I'm thinking of whirling a weight on a swing, on a string. I'm thinking of whirling a weight on a string. You know, there's flying wedges. There's multiple sailboats. There's multiple sails in a sailboat. I'm thinking of flying vertical wrist. I'm thinking of chop, 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 chop. I'm thinking of ducks in a shooting gallery, you know. Multiple sails on a sailboat, again, same thing. Like ducks in a shooting gallery, you know. There's concentration, there's thinking about concentration, there's coefficient of restitution, there's much like I'm thinking about splashing water. I'm thinking, I like to splash water. I splash water at myself. I love a game of harvesting the crops using a sickle. That's the game I love. You know, there's a difference between clubhead lag and throwing rocks. There's check rein. You might have check rein action. You might have a dog. You might have a leash. You might check rein. I'm thinking again. I'm thinking of whirling a weight on a string. You know, I'm thinking of basic motion. I'm thinking of driving tacks. I'm thinking of balance. I'm thinking of being a hula dancer. I'm still thinking of being a hula dancer. I'm thinking of backspin. I'm thinking of pointee. I'm thinking of action. I'm thinking of rope handle. I'm thinking of dragging something. I'm thinking of associated planes. You've got the floor. You've got the door. You know, I'm thinking of arc of attack. I'm thinking of impact. I'm thinking of arc of attack. I'm thinking of impact. I'm thinking of low impact. Back, slow, fast through. I'm thinking of angle of motion. I'm thinking of a merry-go-round. I'm thinking of going on a merry-go-round. I'm thinking of, there's forces. I'm thinking of a wrecking ball. There's a bullseye. There's an address routine. You know, I have an address routine. You know, I really action. I have knee action. I have foot action. I've been told I have really good foot action. My concentration is on acceleration. Can you really punch harder, or can you only punch faster? These are the things. These are the things. And now it is my turn. Whack! Oh, that's all right. 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 You know, I met a pirate, and it's okay. I met a pirate, and I noticed that her ears were pierced, and I asked how much did that cost? And she said, "Argh, about $1 an ear." Thanks a lot.